Tuning in. This is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I am Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I'm your host with the most. I have with me an R&B singer, songwriter, and musician, Chucky James. Chucky, with
hello.
Me this evening?
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Brenda.
All right. Where are you calling from, Chucky?
I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
All right. Tell a little bit about yourself and how you got started in the music industry.
Music became almost second nature. My grandmother played organ. I had an uncle that toured with Peter Bryson, and he introduced me to the music scene. Years ago, he worked with a group called the Aldo's Band, and he used to, you know, he would take me to the rehearsals. He introduced me to the recording studio as well. So I kind of got that start from him, pretty much. His name is Michael Copeland. Again, he was one of the background singers for Peabo Bryson. And that was how I met Peebo myself. I knew Peebo before he, you know, before he was a star. And so that's how I was introduced, but my love for music started years ago. I don't know if you guys remember the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yes.
Actually, make a long story short, my grandmother had a color TV, and we only had a black and white, and they knew that I loved the Jackson 5. And one day, my grandmother called me and told me that the Jackson 5 was going to be on the Ed Sullivan Show. And I went down and watched the Jackson 5 on the Ed Sullivan Show. And right then, as a young lad, young boy, I knew that I wanted to be in music. And I pursued it ever since. And it was my aunt that bought me my first guitar. And by that time, Prince had came out. And I started watching all those guys. I grew up listening to Prince, Michael Jackson, James Brown. I don't know if you guys remember Glenn Campbell. He's the country singer. And Roy Clark. Yeah, those were guitar players. And I always wanted to play the guitar like Ernie Isley. And so I used to listen to these guys all the time, and I took a little music in school, and I was on the high school choir that toured different areas of the, you know, of our region, and so that was how my life began in music. Now I think music kind of chose me too, because of being able to write. You know, everybody that play music can't write music, you know. They mimic music, you know, they copy music, you know, and or they copy the blueprint that's already already drawn out musically.
Yeah. So did you play any music instruments?
Yeah, I play guitar and I play some piano.
Okay.
So in my studio, I have all of that here, guitar, piano, and everything. So everything that you hearing on those tracks are live music.
Right.
So, recorded right here in Greenville. I'm waiting on
okay.
you.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right then. So, your grandmother played organ.
Mm-hmm.
How does that go together? Did you play in church, in a church choir?
No, I sung in a church choir, and one of my other uncles had a daycare center that had a choir, and I was on that as well. But my grandmother played organ for just the mere joy of being able to play. I don't know if it was her outlet, but she had an organ that, you know, that she would constantly play, and I would watch her. But it was the funniest thing. I never asked her to show me how to play, other than I would sometimes get on the stool and watch her fingering and different things like that. But she loved music and she always sang, and my uncle was a singer, and so, you know, that was my connection to it, you know.
Right. So you had a musical family.
Pretty much. I did.
Right. So the song Don't Take This Life for Granted, how did you come up with the title of that song? Is there happened to be a story with that song? And what year did that song came out?
Yeah, there is a story to it, and the story is really ironic. That that song, I recorded that song, or wrote that song years ago, and but I always didn't have the recording studio that I had. So basically, the first recording of that song was on a multi-track recorder, and the song it actually came out in 2012. But
okay.
There is an update to that song, which you just heard. That's the update of that song.
Okay.
The song was
okay.
was released unfinished, and I had to go back and add quite a few things. I did all the arrangements, the vocal arrangements, and everything, and all of that's now added. And the CD, the Simply Chuck CD, is on the Simply Chuck CD. But I'm going to probably this fall, I'm going to pull that CD from iTunes, and then I'm going to resubmit that whole CD back to iTunes again, and the updates will be on it. So anyone that's listening, anyone that like my music, the song Don't Take This Life for Granted came from many experiences that I had of losing loved ones. Actually, this is my second wife, but my first wife, she was killed in a car accident years ago. And actually, she got to hear that song, and before it was released, it wasn't completed, but she got to hear the song. And actually, I'm living my own message, so to speak, the message that I'm trying to send to people is that you should live your life as if you were living it your last day, because we really don't know the number of our hairs. You know, everybody's hairs are numbered, and we really don't know. It could be a loved one. It could be anyone. You know, and If you have kids, if you have a husband or wife, you know, make sure that you tell them that you love them. Don't go to bed mad at anyone, you know. That's what the message is about. Life can be really funny, you know. Someone right now is probably experiencing what I experienced years ago, and that's what that song is. It's supposed to be a listening song. It's supposed to be a song of thought and a song to let people know that you can still move forward. You know, you have to take one day at a time. And as someone told me, that the picture gets smaller and smaller. You know, when you have something that, you know, that huge happened to you, you know, it can change your life entirely, you know,
right.
And so you have to be able to pick yourself up and move forward and not be stuck in that, you know, in your present, you know. So
All right. So what I would like for you to do, Chucky,
mm-hmm.
is give your website information and any social sites you're on. Please spell out and give it all to the audience here for them to follow you. Go right ahead,
okay.
Chucky.
Okay. Well, a lot of times when I run into people, I tell them that the Google Chucky James, and that's Chucky James. Or either, if you want to, I would like to direct my fans to the new updates, and you can find them at http://twice soundcloud.com/soundnice, SOUNNICE, 2006. And
right.
and again the CD is out there on iTunes, but that particular version will not be there long. I'm going to update those files, and hopefully by that time, hopefully I can come on again or send Miss Brenda a message to let folks know that particular version of CD has been updated, and to direct you to the iTunes website to where you can support the CD. You can download a file or download the CD. You can download the songs that you like, and it would mean a lot to for you guys to support this CD. The CD is very important, and it would mean a lot that you support it to help keep real music alive and around, and not to knock anyone else, but you know, I am a real you know, musician. You know, I had to learn to play. So again, you can find me on SoundCloud, and you can find me by googling Chucky James, C H U C K Y.
Now, are you on Facebook or Instagram,
yeah,
or Twitter?
I am on Facebook as well. You can find me under Chucky James on Facebook, or either you can find me under James Watkins, WATKI. And if you would like to be a friend or a fan of mine, just request me, and I'd be glad to accept you. I am on Facebook to expand my horizon with fans and to interact with the fans. So just feel free to look me up on Facebook. I am on Twitter under Chucky James. I am on Brenda. Maybe you can help me out with this. And it's LinkedIn. What is that?
It's
LINK. I forget. LinkedIn. Yeah. Yeah, I am on that one as well, and under Chucky James. So you can find me quicker just by googling Chucky James, and whichever site that you prefer, I will just request me, and I will be glad to befriend you. If you don't mind, leave any comments about the music. That helps me to perfect my music even better. Hopefully I live to see to bring you the next project that's soon to be. I will soon start working on a new project pretty soon. So I need you guys' support to help me continue to write and produce great music.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. I will start spinning some more music. The song I want to spin is called For a While. Can you give me a little brief introduction on that song?
For a While is a happy song. Actually, it's about I'm gonna say more guys than gals, even though gals seek out guys, but guys, we are known as hunters, so to speak, and it's almost like taking a stroll at the mall or at the park somewhere, and you see someone that really catches your eye, and they could be possibly with someone else, or they could be already taken or something, and you see this person. And, you know, just imagine if you could just spend just a little time with them, you know. So, obviously, we can't always have everything that we see or want, you know, but it's that song is about that type of thing. It's meant to be fun, you know, and whatnot. And, and you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. I can't really elaborate on how females tend to pursue people that they of interest, but that's what the song is about. And I named it For
All
a While,
right.
If You Let Me.
All right. This is For a While. Stay tuned.
I was good for you.
Well, all right, all right. That is For a While by Chucky James. All right, Chucky. Get your groove on.
Oh, you make me blush over here. I would like to thank you so much. You just don't know how much it means to me to have you, Brenda, to support my project, to support my message, because my message is positive. I'm trying to do positive. I'm trying to I'm a work in progress, and in this not-so-kind world that we live in, I still try to bring a positive message to people, you know, because everybody's light don't shine as bright. And
yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, I really care about people, and all my music is based on something that I've seen, something I've experienced, something I've seen other people go through, and you know, it just really means so much that, you know, a person of your caliber would think enough of me to support my project and any of my work for that matter, and it means a lot. And I hope that this day will bring about more days of support from other radio stations as well, because independent musicians and people that are coming into the music scene, you know, we're told in school that you can do anything that you want, you can have anything that you want pretty much within reason, as long as you're willing to work hard for it. Well, it took me 10 years to complete that project, based on all the things that I went through with my life, and trying to take care of family at a young age, and trying to be a responsible dad, and be there for, you know, for my kids and my wife, and you know, so I want to send that message that you can pursue what you're after and still be there to support your family, and you can have it. You can have it all if that's where your heart is, you know. So
yeah.
It means a lot to me that you had me on your show today.
Oh, you're welcome. I try to help out a lot of independent artists out there. I'm just a middle person in putting your product out there. And, you know, it's the rent we pay while we're still living on Earth to help others. So, in a positive way. So what you're doing is all blessings, and you are being heard. You are being heard, and you're always welcome to come back on my show with any new
Thank
music
you.
Projects, Chucky. Now, as
Thank
we
you
continue,
so
I want to ask you this, Chucky. What is your ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music, your ultimate desire?
I want people to first of all, hear the message. And if I can help one individual to stay focused, if I can help one individual to not give up so easily, you know, because I know with all that I've been through, and I don't mean to get mushy on anyone, but God puts us all through tests. And it's up to us to pass that test. And until we pass that test, I think that he's going to continue on testing us until we pass or fail. You know, because, you know, it is written that all those that endure to the end and in his blood that he's going to come back for. And my message to people is, first of all, you know, love one another. Tell the loved ones that you have that you love them if you can on a daily basis. Ultimately, I would love for them to love my music enough to support me as an artist, so therefore I can make a proper living from it. You know,
right.
God has given me many talents, you know, and I'm not the one that he just gave the one talent to. He gave me many, but my heart and my passion is my music. And I would love to continue to do that until he takes me off this earth. And in order for me to make a proper living from it, then I have to have support. And
yes.
And so, you know, I think for the mere cost of a soda, you know, you can download a song. If you don't like the whole CD or the whole CD is not for you, then if you find a song that you like enough to maybe spend a dollar for, it would mean a lot to me, and it would mean a lot to my family, you know, because then they can see my progress, you know, not just hear my progress, but actually see my progress. And you'd be surprised how many people live by sight, you know, not by faith, but by sight, you know.
Yeah.
They believe it when they see it, but not when you speak of it. And that's
yeah.
why it's good to sometimes just keep whatever thing that you're after or seeking, especially if it's talent wise, if you're seeking it, it's good to kind of keep it quiet. It's good to someone once told me this, and then I give it back to you. But someone once told me to write down your thoughts or things that you want to do. Write them down on a piece of paper. Take that piece of paper, fold it, and put it in a book. And you will gradually follow those steps. And so, you know, I did just that. And everything that I've sought out to do, except for be signed to a major label, has happened. And I'm not really so sure about it as far as the major label is concerned. You know, I need the tour. I would love to have tour support because my ultimate goal is to perform these records, these songs in front of millions of people. You know, I would love to bring these songs live to you guys, and I would like to live my last days on this earth on a stage. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what my ultimate goal is. It's back at you now, Brenda. Hello? Hello, Brenda, are you still there? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still here. What happened?
I have no idea. Anyways, you can hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear
you
good.
Okay. Well, the question I had mentioned, have you done any community events? based on your skills and talents in your city?
I have in the past. My focus have been on my recordings to complete them and to get them out. And it's kind of hard since I do everything myself. I'm kind of like Prince, so to speak. I'm playing pretty much all the instruments except for maybe the bass and drums, but and then some of the background singers, you know, I brought in, but I performed at the Spartanburg Auditorium years ago, audience of about 2,500 people, and I've did some other small events a few years back, but you know, I wasn't completing music. You know, I was trying to do those things, and then I was working part time as well, and then taking care of family, and then you know, I had to decide what was more important, to have a winning record that's out and then I promote it, or either do what a lot of the other ones have done. And I chose to become a hermit pretty much. And I was fortunate enough to be able to build my recording studio in my home and buy a lot of the, you know, the equipment that I needed to record with digitally. And I had to learn about software, so I had to teach myself that, you know, and you know, pay people to allow me to sit in on pro recording sessions to see how they done things, you know, and how to bring together a musical project such as that. So
right.
It was almost like going back to school. And
yeah,
that's what I pretty much did. I self-taught myself a lot of the engineering side of things, on how to operate it. I knew nothing about computers a long time ago, and I had to. A lot of people don't understand that when you type an email or something, you see the letter itself in that form, but a lot of people don't understand that computers only understand zeros and ones. And
right.
So therefore, I had to learn about this this equipment that would allow me to convert those zeros and ones into waveform, and then back from waveform back to zeros and ones again, in order for the computer to receive the information. You know, because if I have my guitar plugged into that device, then I am sending a wave into this device. This device converts that wave into zeros and ones, then it's recorded onto the computer. A lot of people don't understand that, but I had to learn that, and I was totally ignorant to computers and a lot of that stuff, you know, and I had to learn those things. So, you know, it takes time to do it, you know, and like I say, when you're not born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you know, it takes time. You have to buy computers that are compatible with some of the software that's used, whether it be Pro Tools or Cakewalk or something like that, you know. I learned about this software Cakewalk, and I've been using it ever since. A lot of people use Pro Tools, but the type of software that this is, I can convert very easily to Pro Tools at any given time, you know, so it took me a while to learn, you know. So, again, like I say, I'm still a work in progress. I'm still learning, still have the desire to learn, and I still love what I do.
All right. My caller had returned his call. Caller,
mm-hmm.
Area code 904, go ahead and speak.
Yes, my name is Gregory Gott. How you doing, Brenda?
Hello, Greg.
How you doing? My brother,
right.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I hope all is well for you.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, can't say anything different. I just wanted to ask you, might be off script, but what you said earlier was that that your the spirit of Jesus Christ that giving you the strength to do what you do. And is there a point to your music that would touch people to draw them to it?
Say that one more time, the last part.
Is there a point to where your music will draw people for their souls to the Spirit of Jesus Christ?
Well, I would want to say this. My purpose is not to deceive people. You know, because like the song For a While, for instance, that song has a lustful, how can I put it? It's got a taste of lust to that song.
Yeah.
And as you know, Christ have nothing to do with nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I try to share my experiences with people and hopefully bring the love into, you know, people's hearts, you know, as far as love for their man, you know, for mankind. And Christ is about love. We have freedom of I would say Christianity or religion, and I try not to bring it into that form, because I call the music R&B, you know, and
awesome.
you got Christian music out there that's designed to do those kind of things. I can only say that Christ is in me, and I can only say that I love God. I love what he's done for me and what he's sustained me through, you know, and I can only tell my story, and I can only tell you that I survived because of God, you know, because, you know, he loved me enough to sustain me, and all I had to do was just make an effort and try.
Right. I'm just expounding off of what you had said earlier. So, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know what I mean? I don't need to jump in off script. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you so very kindly. Thank you so very kindly. And I appreciate you taking your time to call and talk with me. And you know, like I say, if you have someone that you're close to, make sure that you love them, and make sure that you let them know that you love them and hug them, and let them know that you appreciate them.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I will do that.
Thank you, Greg, for calling. Thank you for calling, Greg.
Mm-hmm. All right, have a good night.
All right.
You too.
Now, Chucky, have you decided to start back up doing any performances?
Well,
any live performances?
I would like to, based on request, I would like to get my music out there and hot or something spun on the radio on a daily basis. So, therefore, you know, it will make people aware of me. It would be real to me. I think it would be really, it would be doing myself a disservice to put on a show and no one show up because they know nothing about me or my music. And my purpose is to try to get my message out there first and bring people aware to me then. And
yeah.
it would be really lovely to have a group of people come together and can sing the lyrics to my song. You know, that would be really good. That would make my day.
You never know. And with this show being recorded, it will be played on other radio channels. And your track songs that I have can be put in rotation. On the other radio channels that I'm on, you need to check out jazzyjams.online and also bluesjazzradio.com. That's through globalinternetradio.com. And that's who I'm affiliated with. So you never know. Just somebody might be listening one of your song tracks. I'm going to spin another one of your songs. This one's called Don't Come Smiling Back. I know there's a story behind this song track here. Can you give me a little
bit? Oh, most definitely. You want to know the story behind that song?
Yeah,
that
Don't
song,
Come Smiling Back.
You're not going to believe this, but I wrote that song when I was in, I was about to graduate from high school. I really did. I wrote that. My daughter, I had a child at 18 years of age. I was about to graduate from high school. I met this person at a high school dance, or they used to have these dances, you know, at the parks and stuff. And I went to this dance and I met this girl, and she was the cute. I'm gonna get my neck chopped off for saying this, but you know, I mean, I have to tell my story and I try to tell the truth, you know. But I met this girl at this dance, and she was the cutest thing that you would ever want to meet. Had the long, pretty ponytail and everything, and I met this girl and started dating this girl, and I actually fell in love, or it was puppy love, I guess, and she broke my heart, and I always knew, again, I always knew that I wanted to do music. And my goal was to become successful doing it. And my message to her was that don't come back to me. Once you leave, you done said that it's over. We bought a daughter into this world together, and she still broke my heart. You know, she wasn't as serious as I was. Growing up as a kid, I was put into adult situations, and I had to grow up early, and so I was a lot more mature than she was, I believe, and this girl broke my heart, and that's what the song is about, Don't Come Smiling Back. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's self-explanatory as the story was told, but I wrote this song back in high school. And my uncle recorded this song years ago as well with a group called the Aldos Band, but it was never released because we couldn't come to an agreement on the terms of the song. So this song was never released under them. And so I finally, when I came into music a little bit more musically, then I was able to write the song the way that it was supposed to have been written. And that's what this song is about. It's about a broken heart. That's what it was about.
All right. Anyone can call on the show at 657-383-0771 and speak with Chucky James. This is Don't Come Smiling Back. Stay tuned, everyone. Well, all right, all right. Don't Come Back. Don't Come Smiling Back by Chucky James. You still there, Chucky?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Now, could you go ahead and give your website information and the social pages you're on so our audience can follow you?
Yeah, as I stated earlier, I usually tell people to Google me, Chucky James, Chucky, and I have all my links attached to that name. But the CD is called Simply Chuck, and the CD is already out on iTunes, but what you just heard was an update from that CD, and I'm going to give you the link to the updates opposed to the original CD. The update shall be updated in iTunes hopefully by fall or late fall of this year. But you can find me on SoundCloud under http://twice, S-O-U-N-D, SoundCloud.com/ S-O-U-N-N-I-C-E 2006. And you can find my music there. Again, it would mean a lot that you guys support me, that you support the music. Independent artists, we struggle until we actually get true backing to do what we do. And you know, it would mean a lot that you guys that like it, leave your comments under it. If you listen to the tracks, leave any comments. Any comments are welcome. Let me know what you think about them. Share the tracks with other people. Please help me spread the word. I was a guest on another radio station that was actually in Africa, and I would love for my music to be played in all four corners of the world. Any shows in the future that I may be invited to or to do, I would love for you guys to know the lyrics to it to help me through the songs, you know. So, again, I would love your support. The support is everything to people like me, you know, to have true fans and true backing, and the music spun on international radio. The radio is our lifeline. So it would mean a lot.
All right. Thank you for that information. You can give a shout out right now to any persons that supported you on your music journey. You have some names, any sponsors. Go ahead, Chucky.
Well, actually, I would like to thank all the musicians that worked on my project. I would like to thank Stacy Fields. I would like to thank Reginald Goodjohn, Lita. I would like to thank Lita Smith and her two sisters, which are now deceased. Those two people, two persons that actually took part in the project, are gone off this world. They sung on my records, and they are gone, you know, just that quick. And they were young people.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I would like to thank my kids. I would like to thank Jeremy, Darius, Nicholas, and Marcus, and Shelby. Those are my kids and my stepkids, you know. And without the support of certain ones that were close to me, that loved me and kept me going and kept me focused, they know who they are, both here and deceased now. And I would also like to thank God, because God was the ultimate being that sought me through the tragedies that occurred in my life that to the normal person they probably would have gave up or quit or just whatever, and through his grace I was able to continue. And because of the love that I have for music, I'm continuing my journey. And I would like to thank all the ones that have supported me in the past. And I would like to thank all the new fans. Hopefully, there are many that may like my music and want to support it. So that's pretty much it. Anyone that I've forgotten, please forgive me. It's not my intentions. My mom, I would like to say hello to her. She's been a person in my life, and my aunt for giving me the guitar.
All right. I'd like to spin another song. I can't stop thinking about you. Is there a story behind this song as well, Chucky?
Yes. Yes.
Make it brief. Just make it short. Make it brief.
Well, I'm gonna leave it up to your imagination. The song is just it has a lot to do with For a While, pretty much. You know, we can't always have what we want, but those that touch us and those that we touch, you know, sometimes, you know, that spirit stays on us. So I give you that much, and the song is self-explanatory.
All right.
Thank you,
Brenda,
so much.
I can't stop thinking about you. You're welcome. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Right, but what was I to do?
All right, everyone, we're coming close to our showcase. Chucky.
I'm here.
Chuck. Yes.
I'm here.
Would you like to give any words of wisdom? Any
advice?
Never
give up. Never give up. Never give up. There are going to be mean-spirited people that's going to come into your life, especially if you have a vision, if you have a dream. There are going to be mean-spirited people that's going to come to you, and you'll know who they are. They're going to come to you, and they're going to tell you negative things. They're going to tell you that you can't do something. They're going to tell you, any kind of words of disencouragement. You know, but you have to, first of all, have faith, and you have to believe that God is not going to put no more on us than what we can bear. And
yeah,
if it's not meant for us, then it probably won't be for us, or it won't be there for long, you know. And you have to believe in your thought. And if anyone can come along and change your mind, then it was never your thought. But if perhaps, like I say, if you have a goal or a vision or a passion, follow it. And sometimes you have to be alone with it, you know. And it can get lonely, and but you have to see your passion through. We're all here on this earth for a reason, and we all have to find why we are here and what it is that we have to do. And it's not who we know, it's not what we have or anything, because you got to remember, God can always take those things away from you, you know, but it's whom we touch. And that's what it's about, is whom we touch and whom we allow to touch us. And I pursued music and the love of music, and I tried to pursue that and keep a good name. It's important to keep a good name, keep a good reputation, and beware of people, you know, people that mean us no good, you know, and we know who they are, you know. If you're looking, God will actually let us know who those people are, you know. But we have to be watching and looking, but mainly stay focused and never give up.
Amen. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. Now we're coming.
No,
close.
Thank you.
All right. We're coming to close to our show. Chucky James, you're always welcome to come back on any new music projects. Bless your
Thank
heart
you,
for the music that you have created. This show has been recorded. For anyone that has missed it, just follow the link. And, be listening for this show and Chucky's music played on jazzyjams.online. That's an online 24/7 radio station. Or also Blues Jazz Radio. Now, I'm on those two shows, on those two radio stations. You can catch me on Blues Jazz Radio on Sundays. And also through the week, I'm on jazzyjams.online. So I want to thank you, Chucky, for your participation tonight. I will always follow you for dear life. And thank you so much.
Brenda, thank you so much. And if you don't mind, send me those two radio links, and I will continue to post them on my sites as well. And I will be able to lure people to your station as well. So if you don't mind, in your spare time, just send me the links, and I will be glad to share them with my followers and those that are on my Facebook. But I would like to thank you mostly. Thank you for
All
your
right.
support.
And bless your heart. More blessings to you, Chucky James. More blessings.
Thank you.
And all right,
thank
everyone,
you.
This is Let's Jazz It Up with Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. This is I Still Love You by Chucky James. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, guys.